Hello.
Hello, can I speak with Philip, please?
Who's this?
Philip, my name is Dave. I'm calling you from Your Lender Now. That's the name of my company. The name of my company is Your Lender Now, and we basically what we do is we finance businesses. We like to provide you with the most profitable opportunity to help you grow and expand. Do you have any advances or any loans right now? Phil, Phil, are you there? I can't hear you. Philip?
Well, I'm listening to you and I'm not talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I mean, I just sound like it went totally dead. I'm sorry. I apologize. Well, as I was saying, I mean, basically what we do is we finance businesses and we like to provide it with the most profitable option to help you grow and expand. You told me that you don't have any loans or anything like that. How much do you guys make a month over there, Philip?
Oh, a lot. I don't know what it is. Never really sat down and figured it out.
I suppose it's over $15,000 a month on revenue, I suppose, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what kind of industry are you guys in over there? What do you guys do?
Oh, I got a bunch of different things going.
So we know that you looked into financing in the past before. And we would like to help you right now. I mean, we have some very nice and attractive deals going on right now. All we need basically is to send you an application and you filling it out and speak to one of our underwriters or loan officers in order for you to get qualified for a loan. How much are you looking to get?
What's your attractive deals?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I have to send your information to the loan officer so that way he can actually talk to you. If the deal makes sense, you pull the trigger. If it doesn't make sense, then I mean, you know, no harm done. You know what I mean?
I don't play those games. You're gonna have to tell me what you have, and then I'll decide if we're gonna go any further. If you're gonna give me a loan for 20%, we're not talking. I mean. I don't play those games.
Well, no, in my case, it's not a game. I'm simply basically what I'm doing is qualifying your income. You said you make a lot more than $1,500. You had your business for more than 6 months, I suppose, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you see, right after you tell me that, basically you're giving me enough information so that I can actually give you to my underwriter, which he will contact you, and basically based on the information that I'm giving, you're giving me, that I will supply to you an application. On that application, basically all it asks is to provide us with 4 months of your monthly statements. That way we can see that there is a consistency on the monthly revenue. Then the underwriter, basically based upon all that information, all that data, he basically will call you and give you the best deal possible. Whether you discuss the rate percentage, that would be totally between you and him. It's a confidential call. I couldn't get involved with that because I wouldn't.
Are you just a bird dogger then? Are you just a bird dogger then? A bird dogger.
Basically. No, you can call me a buffer if you will. I pre-qualified the person that I'm going to send to the underwriter.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not going to send you guys any kind of statements or nothing. I mean, I have no idea what you have to offer, so I'm not doing that. If you're even 10%, I'm not doing it. I probably won't even do it if you're 5%. I mean,
it's gotta be a good,
and I don't, if it was good, you'd be offering or saying something. So I'm assuming it's not.
All I can tell you right now, Philip, is that we are very competitive, and we basically match
competitive
or beat.
Competitive for what? Cash advances? I mean, those are like 20% loans.
I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly because how much they are, but in some instances they can be. It all depends on how, I mean, because I don't know where your credit score is or anything like that. I mean, that all
My
depends
credit score
on
is good.
You know, there you go. So then why should it be 20%? That's why I think that you speaking to one of the underwriters will be ideal. So that way he can present something to you that will make sense. If it didn't make sense, I mean, no need to go further. But imagine if we speculating that, no, your deals are this high, da-da-da-da-da. We don't know. I wouldn't know. I mean, he doesn't know neither. Like,
what's
if you don't want to spend...
What's best case? You got a baseline. What's best, absolute best case scenario you have? And you're not telling me how to get it, but what's absolute best case scenario?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I would like to set you up with the underwriter so that he can tell you that. I don't have those figures with me right now. It all varies depending on the individual. In this case, I'm assuming that everything is great with you. So if I have one of my underwriters to revise everything that we just talked about right now, then you and I can just, you know, I can move away from it, let you speak with the underwriter, and that way it will be something that you'll be able to do. If you wish, I can try to transfer you right now.
I don't think so. If it's something good, they'd give you the information. So,
all right.
I'd say it's not going to be a good enough deal.
All right, fair enough. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Phil? God bless. Take care.
Okay.